Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's take a look at some of the news. Looks like fuel wood collection season has been extended. Inyo National Forest is extending personal fuel wood collection season from October 31st all the way into November 30th, weather permitting. To obtain a permit, go to the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center or the White Mountain Rangers Station. And looks like coming up Sunday, November 6th, from 7:30 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. at the Bridgeport Transfer Station, Caltrans is going to be putting on a dump day. Acceptable residential wastes include household and yard waste, glass, wood, metal, electronics and recyclables, appliances, TVs, mattresses and furniture, tires with the rims removed, limit 9 at a time. The following will not be accepted: commercial waste, tractor and heavy equipment tires, hazardous waste, pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, sharps, and disinfectants. For more information, visit cleanca.com.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative, well, probably hyper-creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm going to do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up, and the people there are going to help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
This Saturday, local author Stacy Powells will be signing her book Empty Cupboards up at the Boogie Joint in Mammoth. Says sometimes you must break down in order to break through. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Stacy together again, so she put herself back together piece by piece and is here to talk about her mental health journey. Signing will be from 1 to 3 p.m. And Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce weekly news report. Looks like Thursday, October 27th, there's community coffee at 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Friday, October 28th, will be the Rolling Chef ribbon cutting at 11:30 a.m. Next week, Thursday, November 3rd, Business Excellence Awards Gala at 5 p.m. at the Canyon.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly near our waterways. Practice sustainable fishing methods, including catch and release and daily limit policies. Dispose of all used fishing line, even your smallest pieces, at the nearest tangle-free water station. Find your closest station at tanglefreewaters.com. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators, too. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. Pick up pet and human waste. Remember, our lakes and streams are your drinking water, so help keep them clean. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Upgrades are planned for Inyo Senior Center. Inyo County will soon be embarking on a multi-year effort to complete more than $400,000 worth of infrastructure improvements and equipment upgrades at its Bishop, Lone Pine, and Topeka Senior Centers. Funding for the project is provided by the Home and Community-Based Service Nutrition Infrastructure Grant Program and is intended to prioritize purchasing, upgrading, or refurbishing infrastructure to produce and distribute congregate, or home-delivered meals. The grants come at a critical time when counties across the nation are working to ensure service delivery can keep up with a growing aging population. For more information, and to see the full list of remodels planned, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. This Friday, October 28th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., will be a vaccine clinic and food truck. Inyo County Public Health, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, is offering more protection for you and your littlest family members with a Friday afternoon and evening clinic. Walk-ins welcome. Appointments are strongly encouraged. To make an appointment, click the link at EasternSierraNow.com. Food truck is from 1:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And that looks like it's going to do it for me. So, thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.